Taking your emails and taking your calls. Ignorant and uninformed.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Ignorant and Uninformed, America's favorite podcast. We're coming to you from beautiful Keystone, Colorado, here in Consensual Studios at 545 Productions. And we are your impressively endowed hosts, Mr. Benji Pickens.
That's not true.
Mr. Max Sarakistan Sarak.
Only in my dreams.
Only in my dreams. And I am Ben
and it's
Hollywood Whitmore.
His face. My own. Dragging
well,
across
in my
face.
Dreams, you're both very impressively endowed.
Aww.
You know what?
That does not surprise me.
And we take your topics and turn them into our show for 30 minutes of uninterrupted, unedited, beautiful podcasting gold. It's been a minute since we've been in the studio.
Yes, sir.
But we have a generous streak that we need to itch. We got that scratch and we got to itch it. And Max is going to tell you how that works because we
got
to give away some
itch. We got to scratch that itch.
We have a philanthropic endeavor here. This is all benevolent.
Go ahead and itch that scratch.
I will itch that scratch. Thank you. Is it really generous if we're asking them for something first and then we give them something?
If you can't write down
return.
A sentence for something free, I feel sorry for. I got 99 problems, but
well,
a bitch ain't one.
Isn't that what charities essentially do? They ask people for money and then give it to somebody like they're like it's their own money,
right? But they give it to other people,
right? Whereas, a big fucking check.
Whereas ours is just like a straight up exchange.
It's just
like
a small
you
charity.
Give us. Yes, we are just
charity.
A small charity who gives away free T-shirts when
human,
we get
the
questions.
Human fund.
The human fund. Yes, just make that out to the human fund. Topics for T-shirts. That's what we could have called this show, but that's not nearly as sexy as ignorant and uninformed. Twank us on the Twitter. Twitters at Ig and Un. Hit us up on Facebook and message the show. Get your T-shirt that way. Questions make the best topics, even though we'll go off topic and talk about whatever the fuck we want.
You're right.
But you'll still get a T-shirt. Topics at ignorantanduninformed.com for the emails, or click the topics button when you're kicking it on the website and streaming all the episodes.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Welcome to Ignorant and Uninformed. Thanks for joining us. See you next week.
Yeah, exactly. It's been real. We're
now
just
we need a topic. Plus,
we
reach in there. I'll reach in. Max, it is Max's birthday.
It is my birthday.
Max's birthday. On the day of this recording,
and I choose to spend it with y'all.
Thanks, man.
Oh, thanks, man.
No problem. Thank you, guys.
Oh, all right. I feel like this is from Audrey Phillips, Tawdry Hepburn.
Yes.
If you could create one law that everyone in the world had to follow, what would it be? I'd like to sing.
I feel like we've had
the world
this one before.
To sing in perfect harmony.
Does this seem deja vu?
No, that was when you could talk to any, you could give advice to anybody.
Yeah.
If everybody could hear you,
yeah.
What would you say?
This is a little more concrete. You get
Behind
to make
you.
A law.
This is a law.
Yes.
I think laws are funny anywhere. People are like, sorry, we wrote it down.
Yeah.
Hands are tied. We
right,
wrote it
right,
down.
Right here.
Yeah.
Like, written
it says
down.
Right here in the ancient
laws. You literally just erased that and wrote it down. I know, but it's in the book now.
It's in the book. I have nothing I can do about it.
When in the course of human events.
I mean, that's what I think is – so like lobbying, right, is pretty much like bribing public officials.
Sure.
But they wrote a law saying that that's not bribery.
Right.
That's not bribery because we're lobbying. It's
right.
Different. It's a different word.
Exactly. So like, yeah.
Like we literally sit in the lobby at the Senate and pay people. Like we literally will write them checks right there. I'm not kidding.
No, it's.
That would be a good law. Don't fuck shit up.
Be nice to people.
No, you can't make a law about stuff like that. That's not enforceable. How do you enforce that law?
Well,
oh, you're
so,
not being
that,
nice.
That's so
illegal.
Subjective, too, because you get Captain Sensitive over here, and he'll fucking, you know what I mean?
But there's already laws.
And I didn't like his tone.
But, I mean, like the Stand Your Ground laws are laws based on feelings. I feel threatened, therefore I can shoot. I mean, so if there's already a law on the books.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying you're wrong. Yeah,
a lot of our laws, how do you enforce them? I don't know. You can't chew gum on the sidewalk.
I would say hugs. You just need to get rid of them.
No,
outlawed. Hugs are outlawed from now on.
Oh,
that way everybody's just back alley hugs, $5.
Everyone's just making out instead.
Dude, okay. I could really black market the shit out of that one.
It's like prostitutes.
Give nice big hugs, you know?
Yeah, you paying a prostitute to hug you? All right, but no arms.
I don't know. I mean, I can think of a lot of laws.
A hug whore. They would call them.
I have a friend who's a heat whore. A heat whore.
Yeah.
She would just hug you because she was always cold.
Okay.
Just to like siphon off your body
some
heat.
Some kind of succubus action
Totally. You just play some music backwards and it's fine. Yeah. She just walks away.
I had a friend who was like always put her hands on my back of my neck. He was like, my hands are cold.
Oh. Like, you stop it right now.
Sadly enough, it turns out that she has diabetes.
Like, no, it's like,
that's why.
It's like, yeah, it's just so kind of sad. It's kind of sad.
Their nerves.
Well, that's right out. Just no diabetes. New law.
No. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Well, that's the thing. Like, are we talking laws for the world? Or are we talking laws for our country?
I don't want to get too topical.
Human laws.
But
yeah.
I would make a law that says it would that healthcare is a universal right. Is a right. Like, I would add it to the Bill of Rights.
Okay.
Yeah, I disagree.
But it would apply to
everybody.
I completely
think that it's a privilege.
You think so?
Yeah, you know, I think only rich people deserve real good health care.
Okay.
Solid.
Sure, sure. The poor people.
Well, because I don't really want to deal with the poor people in the
waiting
room.
Well, that's where Elysium, I think, really has it right. Like, you take all the nice people and take them out to a space station and take care of them.
All
everybody
the
else
nice
can kind
people.
Of fuck off.
Okay.
They can kind of live forever.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, and I'll have to choose when I'm an old white guy. Who I think.
Well, you'll get to choose.
Yeah.
Because you're an old white guy.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
Man, that was a good movie. I like
it. You know, I don't know if that's true. I don't know if all the bad people in the world are old white guys. Because I've been marketed to my entire life. I was thinking about this the other day. I was like, dude, every movie since I've been a kid, the bad guys are like the old white guy, the
Hans
old white
Gruber.
Couple. You know, it's like almost
or,
all bad.
No,
it's like the rich
or
white
Germans.
It's always the rich white guy.
But now all the villains are like Middle East. Now all the villains are brown. Like
well,
if there's a movie about terrorists or violence, chances are the villains
well,
are
those
brown.
Those are the war movies. Those are the propaganda movies where they're trying to tell us to be mad at. When we were in the middle of Vietnam, every war movie was about Vietnamese people.
Sure.
And then changed
vaguely
to Russians
Asian.
In the 80s.
Yes, definitely. Definitely.
You know? And then it would turn into Arabs.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, like Africans.
Uh-huh.
In like the 80s and 90s, it was late 80s and early 90s, it was Africans.
Uh-huh.
And the drug kingpins.
Sure.
Look at me.
Of the
I am
Americans.
The captain now.
Exactly. And
that was a very recent movie. That was
so it's kind of funny how you can always tell who, like, we're at war with. You know, by our movies.
Based on.
But they're just marketing it to us. They're marketing us to who to hate.
To be okay. Yeah, who to hate. No, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
It seems to be.
I mean, like, rich white dudes have been in power for, you know, pretty much ever.
Yeah.
So I think.
But so have rich Arab dudes and rich Chinese dudes and rich. It's just rich dudes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's not necessarily a color, you know, like rich Africans have been fucking a problem in Africa for a long time.
Well, you know what they say.
Definitely.
You know? Absolute power corrupts. Absolutely.
Absolutely, yeah. It's just funny. It's less of a race thing and more of a.
And money is power, I guess.
Yeah, it's a money and power thing.
It's more class.
Yeah, a class thing.
Sure.
Yeah.
No, I get
but
that.
But it's been made to be. It's been made to be. Because the. You know, and I don't know if it's because the rich people are the ones making the movies, you know, essentially, but, you know.
Possibly.
It always turns out to be a racist thing when it's really just a class thing.
Yeah. No, I hear you, man.
I still think, and I do think that's true, man. I do think super rich people do not have, like, the common man's best interest.
No. Well, I mean, it's like.
No, they never do.
That would be the law that I would make. Is that every law that gets made applies to everybody.
Okay.
True.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
If healthcare
is going to be healthcare in the UK, it's going to be the healthcare for the congressman and the president in the United States and wherever else.
Okay.
Like if we're making universal laws, then
are
I would
we?
Say
the
universal law applies
to
everybody.
Yeah, this applies to everyone in the world.
Everybody universally.
The law that we are making now with Audrey's topic.
That's what the topic said, yeah.
Okay.
You know, I don't know what happened to it.
So that's over here. To me, that's the only way to make everything 100% fair, you know? Like, if the law applies to everybody, just like if I don't know how to play a game, like bocce ball or whatever, The way I look at it is this. As long as the person and I are, that are playing agree on a way to play and a point system, it doesn't matter if we're playing the game the way it was intended to be played or what. We're still playing a game with
house
the same
rules.
Set of rules.
Yeah, man.
Sure.
You know what I mean? So that's what I think about laws so, is laws should be – like they should apply to absolutely everybody. If
it's interesting
law,
you brought
apply
up
to everybody.
Bocce ball because I heard this someone was telling me yesterday, last night, about this this game called the Ballining where everyone's playing by a different set of rules of like a sport that involves a ball like soccer or football or baseball or hockey, which is not really a ball, it's a puck, but
true
different sports. So you're playing by one set of rules and they're just all going on simultaneously. And then if you like link up with somebody else, like you hook arms with a guy who's playing football and you're playing baseball, then suddenly the two of you are allowed to tackle the pitcher. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? So it's just, I never really heard of that, but I was like, but you talk about playing by a set of rules, you know, that you, maybe
yeah.
you don't know. Maybe someone's playing bocce ball out there and they're just, or cricket, and they're going to like try to fuck you up.
Could be.
How does that game even work?
Dude, I don't even, it just sounds like, it's just, I was like, you're
it sounds
basically
like some made up shit.
Just
you're
fun.
Literally describing medieval combat. I was like, what, you're just like, and then you could go up and like, and I could play darts and I could throw darts at people.
It sounds like something that they would do in my daughter's preschool where it's yeah. like, okay, we're all going to play a game. Everybody do your own thing.
yeah.
All right, hey, everybody
yeah.
wins. Your
it's
own
like Calvin
point system.
Ball.
How many points did you make? 40? All right, you win. How, what about you? 12 yellows?
Yeah.
All right, you win.
Okay.
There must be, there must maybe there's a codified set of rules somewhere, like laws
know.
that oh, dictate
there's one law.
How to play the ballining.
There
rule
are no
one.
Laws.
Rule number one, no one talks about ballining.
The like rule of ballining club is you do not talk about ballining club.
A law for the entire world to
I'd
follow.
I'd like to buy the world a Coke and teach them how to sing. I'd like to
I have.
Sing. I used to play that song on the piano.
What about no rape?
I think that's already a law, but.
But no, everybody has to follow it.
Oh, in the world?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that, does it say everyone has to follow it? Because that's the thing about laws is. People don't follow the law.
Yeah, if you could create one law that everyone in the world had to follow, what would it be?
Yeah, I would
so
say no rape.
If you could magically compel people to follow the law, one single law.
No unwanted sexual attention would be what I would say for everybody.
That is a solid.
Because that would eliminate a lot of problems in people's psyche yeah. as they got older.
I think I would.
A lot of it problems
would,
in the
my,
world.
My law would be about peace in that instance.
Okay.
So
and that it's illegal to kill another human being for any reason.
That's two rules. You get one, man.
That's what I'm saying.
So if I brought you flowers and smiled while I was fucking
semicolon.
You, you'd be all right with that?
Semicolon, no rape.
Semicolon,
semicolon
no
rape.
Rape. All right.
Semicolon. Okay, so yours is everybody's got to be nice.
Whereas,
that's what I said. Fuck you. That is bullshit.
Well, you can't have that law. I'm going to take that law. I said no, like, yeah, something about, like, something that would bring about peace and people would stop fucking
I would say rape would
other.
Be a big one.
Rape would be a good one. I would actually go. So
most wars are fought over raping rights. It's true.
Everybody knows that. Shipping lanes and raping
it's
rights.
It's very complicated the way raping rights
oil,
are handed down through generations.
Oil, rape, shipping lanes.
Right. So if we're talking
and
about.
And bocce ball. Everyone knows that.
The balloting.
Bocce
yes.
rules. Balloting.
I would go with something against greed. You know, if we're magically compelling people to do this, I would make
so like
a law
a salary
against
cap for
being
people in
greed.
A salary cap for everybody in the world, essentially.
Possibly. Sure. Be a
once
way
everyone
that,
is now,
once
everyone is
that,
now communists.
Yeah, once you bet that, dude, like, what would be the point of – well, maybe even then more power would be the game.
Yeah, I mean, well, that's the thing. Like, greed can – I mean, you –
yeah,
I mean,
greed it, encompasses all that. I
exactly.
Like,
sexuality.
Greed for power. Greed for money.
Power, yes. Money, all of these things. Just like that insatiable thirst for more.
See, I like that in the human society.
Could you
that's
get,
fair.
Could you get good. Rid of, like, monetary – system altogether?
No. You know why?
That
because
mean...
I don't want to fucking raise goats so I can get my hair cut. That's why. That's why we don't fucking barter.
Money's a great idea. I like your idea, like a salary cap for the world.
A universal life wage.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good law. You could do, because I'm trying to think of like, you just
oh,
you
and
can't
everything
just make
over
a law
that,
that says
goes
nobody's
into the
greedy
surplus.
Anymore.
Ooh.
Goes into a surplus that gets divided. Well, it goes to everybody else to make everybody else, you know, I think it's communism, I think is what we're talking about right here.
That's essentially what it is.
Sure.
But then you get like, but if we call it a tax refund,
but like to hell, not
like...
to, you know, but like for roads and stuff like that, that's where the surpluses go.
Oh, yeah.
To
the common.
Not to the
public
people.
Works. Right.
Yeah, to public works. That's what funds the public works departments for buildings and infrastructure and this and that.
For the world down.
Yeah, so greed would go
away
pretty quickly when everybody's just like, the more money I make, the better the highway, the better I-70 gets.
Right.
You know, they're going to, you know what I mean? Like, once you reach a certain point, you can be like, dude, it's time to relax.
Yeah.
Instead of getting greedy and focusing on power and stuff like that, it's just it's time to check out.
Like, I'm going
to
chill out and do my thing.
Yeah, then you'd have more people retired and not doing shit than super rich people playing the
that would also allow you to, like, save programs such as Social Security and, you know, things like – so then, like, you reach the age
real
of 65.
Yeah.
Then you know you're taken care of.
Yeah, like, totally taken care of. Like, man, you can kind of do what you want. Not to mention anything that's government-owned you should be able to just get into for free, such as, like, athletic clubs, you know, like rec centers, stuff
schools.
Like that could be ran by that. Like, any surpluses could be ran by that.
Sure.
Any, which I believe we are talking about like some kind of communism or
socialism
or something.
Communism.
Yeah.
It's definitely kind of a socialist agenda.
Yeah.
That's fair.
But I don't know. I don't think it's a bad
thing. But it's based on a free market kind of thing. Like you can be as motivated or you know, as much or little as you want. You know,
yeah. And, motivation.
Yeah.
Totally notwithstanding. Yeah.
I just don't, you know, on the same token, like the capitalist mentality, right, is that, well, if I earn it and I... You know, I should be entitled to as much money as I'm able to make and blah, blah, blah.
Okay, go on. Sorry.
I get that. But I just think that's the wrong mindset to have, generally speaking, as a human being. But at the same time, you also don't deserve to be able to step on all the people that you've got, you know, to get to that point, to get to that super rich point. You've fucked a lot of people over. I dare say there's an example of someone who... like hasn't screwed somebody over to get
I'm sure
rich.
Yeah, and I mean you could limit it to that, like, you know, but if you're doing anything shady, you know, there's a lot of loopholes, man, and there's a lot of stuff that's extremely shady but not illegal.
Yes.
You know, like lying to people is not, you know, you can be like, I give you my word we're gonna do this, then they don't.
You can right. fuck them over. Well, he said he was gonna.
And
right,
it just doesn't matter.
Oh,
you
that
take
them
to court, but it doesn't matter. But that's why we have contracts. And yeah, that's why the world sucks the way it is. But
that's why there's lawyers to argue about these contracts and find those loopholes
right.
and get you your way.
Yeah.
But what I think is, because, I mean, I guess ultimately, like, the problem with capitalism that I see in general is that, like, nobody has an answer to what is enough. Right.
Well, that's it. Because the thing about capitalism is once you get to a certain point, you can start buying up everything else.
Google, Walmart.
You just turn into that old white-haired dude on fucking Roadhouse.
The old white guy who owns everything.
Rich old white guys
who owns everything.
Full circle.
Yeah, yeah. No, but seriously, you know, and there's some truth to that. Like, dude, if you had $87 billion in the bank, dude, like, you can go out and buy every taco cart in America.
Well, here's the thing I don't understand.
You know, and now you own every taco cart in America.
Yeah.
Well, I
just very
thing
easy
that
to do.
I don't understand is, like, you know... Why are you taxed, you know, like, I think maybe the answer is somewhere in the middle. Like, you can have as much money as you want. We're just going to tax the shit out of it.
They do tax the shit out of it, man. I don't know if you know how this works, but.
Do they, though?
No, listen, because Bill Gates gets taxed on the same $50,000, the same exact way on $50,000 that you do. The exact same money comes out of his first $50,000. But then he gets taxed 28% on $50,000 to the $250,000 range.
Right.
Right? So just as somebody who makes $250,000, Bill Gates pays the exact same amount of taxes he does at $250,000.
Sure.
Except his tier keeps going up, and once you make over $4 billion, they can tax it up to 63% right now.
Okay.
And that's the way our tax system is set up. I didn't realize that until recently, man. But like, it's not, you're not taxed based on like what you make per year, so to speak. You're taxed in these brackets. So
right.
When people are talking about going into a different tax bracket, man, it's really that, Like if you say you're $10,000 into the next tax bracket, well, that $10,000 is going to get taxed 28% instead of 23% like it was in the bracket. But it's only that $10,000.
Okay.
It's not the whole $70,000.
Right. It's like
only the $10,000 past that bracket.
Hit that threshold, then there's like that new, like you've gained a level. Right. Then,
And so you're only taxed on that. So, which, you know, if it's only $100 over, then you're getting taxed on 28 of that, which, you know, before it would have been 23 of that. It's actually quite misleading how people think taxes work.
I believe it.
So the rich people do end up, and if you think about what Bill Gates pays in taxes, he pays probably 4 million Americans' share of taxes.
Yeah.
Or more. You know what I mean? Like, realistically.
Sure.
If he gives $8 million, what I pay in taxes every year is nowhere even close to that.
And Bill Gates is the kind of guy who is like, yeah, I have all this money. I'm going to pay taxes on it. Like,
well, and, you know, they all run this shit through charities and this and that.
So there you go. Like, going back to greed is that, like, there are so many loopholes and there are so many ways to, like, shelter that money to not have to pay those taxes.
You could literally use your business to give a bunch of money to a charity that you own.
Yes.
Buy that same business.
Yes.
And then donate to another business that you own.
Yes.
I mean, you can totally like wash your own money. It's insane.
Right. Well, and like religious institutions are tax-free. Which,
when they're
like,
making tons of money.
Yeah. Arguably, maybe not.
Depends on the religious institution.
Sure.
Like, I'm fairly certain the Church of the, like the Mormons own Discover Card.
Right, yeah.
Pretty sure they're doing okay on that. Tax-free.
Really, the Church of Latter-day Saints owns Discover?
They're big corporations, man. You'd be surprised at who owns what out there. It's insane.
It's definitely something I've heard in the past, but thank God we call this podcast what we do, and I could be completely wrong, and I'm cool with that.
But that's the thing about capitalism is eventually, like Bayer, Monsanto, they're all the same company, like, and they're all owned by the same people, and that's probably owned by a bigger company, and that's owned by a bigger...
So it becomes communism. Yeah. There's like five people running everything.
There's literally like eight families that essentially like own the top of everything. And then, there's all the little mom-and-pop businesses, and those are legit. Those are legit. But they're buying all their stuff from companies that, are owned by big corporations or whatever.
Sure.
What it seems to be.
Sure.
We're talking about the mega corporations, obviously, man. I mean, obviously, there's some privately traded companies out there that are,
it seems
still
like, what is it, like Comcast and Universal and Disney. They're all owned by, like, Viacom and owned
right,
by
Viacom's
Disney.
Probably owned by something else or, is also owned by, like Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep is all owned by Fiat. Mercedes, it's all part of another big company.
Yeah.
Like they only say there's really only like three airline companies.
Oh yeah.
That own all the other little Ted and fucking.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah.
Sure. Absolutely.
Delta.
It's the same thing with everything. I mean, it's just.
It is.
But that's and that's the only problem with free. Other than that, man, I like the fact that, you should be able to open a business if you want to own a business. And be able to get rich if you can get rich, if you have the right product at the right price and the right, whatever. You have the right formula for a successful business. You should be able to get successful and make a lot of money and be able to buy those things.
I just go on Shark Tank.
That
should be the law. Everyone has the universal right to go on Shark Tank.
To go on Shark Tank.
And be judged by three people.
And be judged to see if they get money for their business.
Go on there and be judged by three people of our ethnic choosing.
Well, it's either that or I was like, everyone's entitled to one free pilgrimage to Disney World.
Okay.
In their
That's
life.
Interesting.
Okay. Interesting. Ethics. Because I was like listening to you talk about, being able to take, get what you can if you're so inclined to do so. But then again, I think it was like ethics, right? Like there are right and wrong ways.
Exactly.
Quote, unquote,
right and wrong, yeah.
To do things.
Okay.
And that's the problem is that ethics went away, but the capitalist idea stayed. So you like capitalism with ethics is a beautiful thing. No one gets screwed over. People legitimately buy businesses. Everything works out.
I feel like we talked about this too when we were talking about the advice you could give to everybody. Like everyone would hear it.
Yeah.
We talked about focusing on like getting everyone to work on scientific endeavors and
cooperation.
Cooperation.
Yeah. Getting the so like maybe you could do that kind of accomplish that via a law.
Okay.
The science and
Dude, if history's taught us anything,
awareness act or something.
If history's taught us anything, man, it's just you throw enough money and enough people at something, man, you will figure out the problem.
I mean, I disagree with that. But,
how so?
I don't know, because I think that...
I mean, I think cancer's been cured 1,000 times over and doesn't
how?
Matter.
But I mean, so, but I see, I disagree, man, because cancer is like cell growth.
Right.
Right. So like, I don't think there's a way to cure that because there's a million different
out
kinds.
The keys of
yeah.
cellular.
I don't know, man. With that CRISPR shit and stuff like that, dude. And they know things that like feed cancers and you know. And
I mean, they're getting there for sure.
Well, NASA's got some big ass announcement coming out, and a lot of people are saying it's aliens.
Do what? They really?
Yeah, but I tell you what.
Wait. What do you mean NASA's got some big announcement
yeah,
coming
out? Go on.
Where did you get this information?
The internet's told me.
All of them?
All of them.
What?
And like,
but here's the thing. I don't think that I think.
I'd love to have them tell us about aliens.
I don't think the government knows for sure. I don't think
it'd be awesome if Will Smith really was
the president.
No, a man in black.
He's going to be the genie in the new remake of Aladdin, the live action remake of Aladdin.
Will Smith is?
Will Smith's going to be the genie.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah,
they're doing a live action remake
Disney
of Aladdin?
Disney is doing live action remakes of all their fucking
films, thought
right?
That was a stupid ass idea. I saw so we watched Beauty and the Beast, and then we watched the Beauty and the Beast live action one. It's almost like exactly the same movie, but live action. Super cool.
Yeah?
Super cool.
Okay.
It was all right. I liked it.
Okay.
I didn't like Emma Watson. The Belle.
No.
Yeah. I didn't like
Are
her.
You anti-feminist?
I thought it was cool that it was like the same movie, but just live action.
Some of the shots were like
it's like Psycho.
The trailer they released is literally a shot-for-shot remake of the original trailer. Like it's pretty amazing.
Interesting. Yeah. So NASA, when is NASA's big announcement about
aliens?
Dude,
I don't know. It's in July sometime. I want to say like this week.
We're halfway
actually.
Through July.
And there's this whole thing about like, I think it's the 17th.
The world's going to end March 8th, 2015.
No.
Shit.
But here's my reasoning that I don't think the government knows for sure if there's aliens or not, which we all know there are. But I'm just saying they don't know because... There's no fucking way that Donald Trump would have kept his mouth shut about that kind of stuff.
They probably don't tell him. Some of that shit's probably on a need-to-know
plausible basis. Deniability.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, unless a president...
Mr. President, plausible deniability.
No, I do think that is an absolute...
Where do they get
fact.
The money for this? What, do you think it's $500 on a toilet seat? $300 for a hammer? Judd Hirsch.
No, I know. Your fucking Jew voice is outstanding. Like, your mid-50s Jew guy New York voice is amazing.
Also, my black guy voice.
Yeah, it's very, very similar.
Yes, your
very
Harvey similar Fierstein black guy voice. Yeah.
Your Malcolm Fierstein.
Yeah.
crazy. Yeah, I wonder if it's like some asteroid.
Yeah, my name
come.
Is Malcolm Rosenbaum. Motherfucker.
Call me Q-Bomb. Fucking
dude, I still stand by the only thing that will save humanity is aliens coming.
No, I agree with
and
that.
Not because
no,
they'll
predatorial
be nice.
Aliens.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, you need predatory.
Like we need a
yeah, we'll lose a lot of us, but we'll be better on the other
the
side.
Way we are right
we
now, dude,
bigger
we'll
them.
Instantly start fucking talking about alien rights. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's going to be one or the other. We need to destroy them, or, oh my God, they're people too. Give them their own bathrooms. What the fuck?
Sure. Sure.
Bunch of dirty fucking snowflakes. Blah, blah, blah.
That's crazy. Now I'm going to go look up about this NASA nonsense.
Yeah, it's dude, aliens.
Your best bet's going to be to look
or
on Tuesday.
I'm not saying it's aliens, but it's aliens.
Yeah.
Dude,
maybe there's an asteroid coming. Maybe we're all fucked.
Maybe
it's all going to end.
And that will just cause mass hysteria and everyone will die.
Possibly.
See, I think people need to die. I think it's a population control, man. Like,
we need
if people
a new
didn't
plague.
Die the way that they did, like, we would be way overpopulated, like, even more so than we are now. That's a fact. Yeah, it is. I mean, all those people didn't die, we'd have a lot more people. Like, that's just, yeah. That's math.
Cannot argue.
Right.
Well, I mean,
I'm not saying it's right or wrong or whatever.
Well,
I'm just saying that's a fucking scientific fact.
In our lifetimes, the population of the Earth has nearly doubled.
Right, and we've killed a fuck ton of people in the last 150
years.
Yeah,
just people are living
and
longer.
Species. Not just
species.
People,
yeah, it's people, animals, and everything, and the world's still crowded. Luckily,
people are living longer.
We're
not
start
dying as
people.
Often.
Like Soylent Green is people.
Soylent Green is people.
We're going to have to, yeah, but
Is that your law? Soylent Green is people?
Eat people.
I'm going to stick with the rape one because I think murder is necessary, like hunting. It's essentially nature's way, I think, of keeping the deer population down.
Okay.
As they make people with that drive to want to kill other people.
Okay. Ben, are you sticking with
peace?
Peace.
No wars and murdering.
Okay.
No wars and murdering, but rape is okay.
Rape is
fine. Rape is totally okay.
That's the message you're sending to the people. I just want to make
the
that
rape
clear.
Gangs and the rape wars may continue.
Yeah. Rape is okay, but murder is not.
But as long as we're doing it in a peaceful manner.
I'm pro-war.
Peaceful rape.
Pro-rape, anti-greed.
Oh.
Anti-greed. Mm. That'll get rid of a lot of the problems. Yeah.
I mean, maybe. We'll see.
Well, fair
That's
enough.
That's funny. You know what we just did here? We went money, sex, and...
Violence, peace.
Violence,
anger, yeah.
Peace.
Shocking.
Yeah,
I picked rock and roll.
Yeah.
Sex, drugs, rock and roll.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for downloading and listening.
Free boob job.
Free boob job. That's ridiculous.
It's got electrolytes. It's what plants crave. Hey, thanks for downloading and listening to America's Favorite Podcast, Ignorant and Uninformed. Oh. We've been your hosts, Benji Pickens, Max Sarakis and Sarak, and I am Ben Hollywood Whitmore. Make sure you subscribe to whatever podcaster you listen to us on. Like and rate, review the podcast. Check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/ignorant and uninformed. You stop it right now. I'm going to turn off your microphone. Twank us on the Twitter @ig and un. Send us a topic to topics@ignorantuninformed.com or check out all the podcasts at ignorantanduninformed.com. We're going to be back next week with a brand new episode of Hot Ass Freshness all up in your grill. Peace out.